This is Jordan Seculo. I want to know who has the most to gain and who has the most to lose at tonight's presidential debate in Nashville, Tennessee.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Listen, folks, we had so many calls coming in the broadcast yesterday. I want to give people an opportunity to really talk today. One, about what issues they think are now most important. Has the economy taken center stage? The stock market today is not dropping significantly like it did yesterday so quickly, but there is it's still dropping a little bit, I think about 50 points. A big presidential debate tonight. And the main question of the show is, who has the most to gain and who has the most to lose tonight? I want to hear your opinions on that from around the country. So call us right now, 1-800-684-3110. Let me give you that number again, 1-800-684-3110, to talk to us about what you think is the most important issue that will be discussed tonight. How important is this debate tonight? Do you think that so many of the television pundits are saying on television that this is John McCain's make it or break it night, and that if he doesn't perform well, this could be the downfall of his campaign? I will tell you this. The debate tonight's at Belmont University, right in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a town hall forum debate, which, of course, favors John McCain. At least that's what the political pundits say, because he likes that style. Of course, it's a little different when it's a town hall with an opposition candidate with you. It'll be about foreign policy and, of course, domestic policy as well. And you'll get questions from the audience, the internet, so online. So I encourage folks, you should submit questions if you've got them. Tom Brokaw will be moderating the debate tonight. Should be very interesting to see these two candidates in a less formal setting than the previous debate. So I want to hear from you today. What do you think about this debate? How important is it? Do you think it's all going to be about the economy and maybe a little Iraq? And then what do you think? Do you think John McCain needs to have a knockout performance to stay in this race? Do you think if he just pulls another draw, like most people have said these last, both the last presidential and the vice presidential debate were pretty much draws, or do you think he's really got to go after Barack Obama and score a big win tonight at the debate, a clear win where pundits on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are saying that John McCain won? So call us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. I really want to key in on that. I think the economy, folks, is going to be really the touchstone of the debate tonight. People are watching their 401ks, they're watching their investments, their retirement funds, and of course the war, terrorism, security, all those issues will be discussed, but it'll be interesting to see the questions coming from audience members, as well as the internet. And with Tom Brokaw moderating, I think you're going to have a large audience. But I do wonder often, to those of you who have watched the first presidential debate and the vice presidential debate, have you made up your mind at this point? Is anything going to happen at these debates that really change your mind? If you're one of those people out there who has not made up your mind yet and is really watching the debates to try to pick who you think you're going to be voting for, I want to hear from you today. 1-800-684-3110 is our number to talk to us on air. And as we go into this first break, I encourage you, folks, we are running out of time to get you your free ACLJ election handbook. Let me tell you why this is so important. In the handbook, and I was reviewing yesterday before the broadcast, we tell you what you can and can't do at your church. Can you do voter registration at your church? What your pastor can say. Can he do a civic duty sermon to tell people about how important it is to make sure they go and vote to exercise their duty as a citizen of this great country to go out and vote? What your pastor can do, what he can't, or what they can't do. I encourage you, folks, to call and get a copy for yourself, as well as for your pastor, other church members, and church leaders, so that you know 1 month from today, 4 weeks from today, the election, exactly what you can and can't do, what's legal, what's illegal at your church, and of course, organize and get out the vote efforts. So we want you to call and get your absolutely free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook as our free gift to you right now. We're running out of time. This will be the last week you can get it, folks. 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number to get your free ACLJ Election Handbook. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255.
It's one of the most important rights we have as citizens of the United States, the right to vote. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to encourage you to participate in this November's election. The ACLJ won't tell you who to vote for, but the ACLJ certainly wants to encourage you to be active. Exercise your First Amendment rights during this election season and make it a point to cast your ballot on Election Day. The ACLJ has prepared a special booklet just for you, free of charge, this election season. It's called the ACLJ Election Handbook, a critical resource to help you through what can sometimes become a confusing journey for Christians in exercising your rights to be active and participate fully in the political process. Get this important resource now. Find out the do's and don'ts this election season. Call now for your free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice, remove existing displays, or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
This is my right.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Really want to give folks an opportunity to talk today about the upcoming presidential debate tonight, what issues they think are most important, who has the most to gain, who has the most to lose, and as we've discussed previously, does this have an effect on the race? Do you really believe these debates do have an effect? If you've already seen the first debate, you watched the vice presidential debate maybe, is this really changing your mind at all, or is it just solidifying your support for one of the two candidates? I really want to hear from people who have not made up their mind yet as well, people who are watching these debates closely, and I think that's an interesting part because sometimes it's hard to believe that at this point, after such a long campaign, a two-year campaign, that some folks haven't made up their mind, but I think some people are just paying attention. That's not necessarily a bad thing. You've got plenty of time between now and Election Day, 4 weeks from today, to make up your mind. So, folks, I want to talk to you about it. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones and talk to different callers and their different opinions. Donald's calling from Connecticut on line one. Donald, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
And thanks for taking the call, Jordan.
Thanks, Donald.
Yeah, I just thought I want to remind everybody that because of the media control over the debates and everything, we've got guys like Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin that are working so hard to defend our Constitution, and the media has blocked them out. You know, we could still do a write-in for Chuck Baldwin, a man that's a Christian, a believer. I've heard his testimony about his belief in Jesus Christ and defending our Constitution. And I want to just urge people today to stop voting for the lesser of two evils. But if we want to save this nation, this country, we've got to defend our Constitution. I wish that the media, the radio, the TV, the newspapers would start.
It's been interesting, Donald, because there hasn't been a third-party candidate yet who has been able to galvanize enough support like Ross Perot did to get on to the national stage at this point, to get on to these final presidential debates, and Ross Perot was able to do that. I think we've got an interesting situation. Look, there are a lot of candidates out there for president. We encourage people to check them out. Of course, the reason our broadcast is dominated by the main two candidates is because one of them will become president of the United States. We can say that in this election, there is not a Ross Perot spoiler. Even those like Bob Barr with more name recognition are not getting that kind of support out there, definitely not percentage-wise. Though they could change a couple of states. They themselves are not getting the massive levels of support that someone like Ross Perot was and other third-party people have run before. But I think it's important. You need to check out all of the candidates. I do think, though, looking at the facts of where we are in this country, that most people are going to vote between the two major candidates. And that's what, of course, we'll talk about on the broadcast because that's one of those two people will be our next president of the United States. So call us. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones. Mary's calling from Texas on line 3. Mary, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. You're on the air.
Yes, I would just like to make Americans aware that if you haven't made your mind up yet and you truly are a Christian, the really main important issue you need to look at is which presidential candidate has a biblical, godly agenda. And that's clearly going to make, I mean, between Obama and McCain, along with Sarah Palin, clearly abide by God's biblical foundations.
Well, you know, and Mary, I think it's been interesting to watch it, and I want to thank you for your call, because I think what you're keying in on is someone whose worldview lines up with me. And I'll tell you the truth, John McCain and Barack Obama alone, their worldviews, neither of them are really lined up with Christian conservatives on their own. I do think the addition of Sarah Palin, of Governor Palin from Alaska, to the ticket for John McCain has given many Christian conservatives someone to say, you know what, she's like me, she shares my beliefs. And I think that's changed the race a lot, especially I could tell on our radio broadcast. There were a lot more people who were questioning their support of John McCain and possibly even thinking about supporting Senator Barack Obama, who now I think have gone back to Senator McCain's campaign, not because of anything he's done, but because of Governor Palin, and just putting her on the ticket was enough. And of course, seeing her in the debates, seeing her speeches that she's given. But again, great opinions. That's what we're here today about, is to give your own opinion. We don't endorse one candidate or the other. We want to let people talk and feel like they're able to talk freely on this program, whichever view they hold. So if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. And I have to encourage you, we've only got about 4 days to give out our ACLJ election handbook. I mean, by the end of this week, I don't see us being able to give out any more of these to get you the handbook in time before the election, which we're only 4 weeks away from. So you need to call today if you want to get the ACLJ election handbook. It's absolutely free. It's our free gift to you. We want you to get politically engaged. We want you to organize, get out the vote efforts, and do voter registration drives at your church and get people involved. But we're also going to tell you how to do it legally, how to do it the right way in this ACLJ election handbook. So I encourage you, when you call to get your free copy today, get one for your pastor as well. When you call the number, just say your request, one for yourself, one for your pastor, because we also have a full section in there. And if you're a pastor listening, about what a pastor can and can't do legally leading up to the election. Like, did you know your pastor could give a sermon about how important it is to vote? And that's fine to do, and that you can do voter registration at your church, and that's fine to do. Folks, I'm telling you, you need to get a copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. It's absolutely free. Please call right now, 1-877-989-2255 to get your free copy. Time is running out. I mean, 4 more days, and I don't think we're going to be able to get one of these handbooks, any more of these handbooks out to you. So you got to call today if you want your copy, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. and request your free edition, free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook online. Let's go back to the phones. Lots of calls coming in about the debate tonight. Jim's calling from Maine on line 2. Jim, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jordan. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jim.
Real quick, the debate this evening, I think, is going to be primarily about the economy. We're obviously in a bit of a turmoil over the economy.
Right.
I also have a question. Nobody in this campaign has talked about the immigration issue, and I'm wondering if you have any comments on that, and
yeah.
I'll let you go.
Let me ask you something, Jim, too. Who do you think, when you hear the candidates talking about the economy, who do you think this benefits, hurts, helps? What's going on right now with the bailout? The stock market, you know, just feels like a roller coaster ride, mostly a downhill roller coaster ride the last few days. What do you think about, who do you think this helps in the campaign? I know that can sound a little crass, but who do you think this is benefiting?
Well, overall, I think it's not helping the Obama campaign. I think John McCain and his people maybe have a little bit better grasp as to what's going on and maybe a little bit better direction as to where to take the country with the economy. I don't think Barack Obama's economic issues are necessarily sound for what's going on right at the moment. Too much socialization in his camp.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely interesting, Jim, because this bailout bill is exactly what you said. It's government really coming in and taking over companies, coming in and buying up debt, coming in and bailing out the free market system, if you want to call it that. I mean, that's what's being done. I do think this about immigration. These candidates don't disagree much on it. I mean, when you look at it, Jim, I think that's the truth is that John McCain, remember all the criticism early on in the presidential campaign, he got that because he had he shared the approach of President Bush and not of the mainstream Republican Party. And of course, he supported what President Bush wanted in the immigration reform, which would have included a form of amnesty kind of program for those who have already been here for a number of years without criminal records. And I think that's why you're not seeing it in the debate, because it doesn't help either candidate, because Americans don't like illegal immigration. And they both have very views that are very close. Now, I'm sure there's differences, so don't call and say he's not like that and he's like not like Barack Obama or vice versa. But I think they're very close, and they would have supported the same kind of legislation that President Bush was trying to get passed just about a year and a half ago. But we want to hear from you today, folks. Jim, thank you for your call. A great call. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Michelle is calling from Florida. On line five, Michelle, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thank you. I'll be very quick so you can move on.
Sure.
And all I've done is pray that I sound intelligent. Okay,
you sound
so
good,
as
Michelle.
Christians, yes, we are very concerned with, you know, abortion rights, and I understand that.
Right.
But also as a Christian, why are we not putting more emphasis on the fact, and sorry, we're getting back to, I'm jumping ahead of myself here. Both presidential candidates have very different views on abortion rights, but also both candidates have very different views on the war. And I just feel like as Christians, there should be just as much emphasis put on this war and the end of it as abortion rights. And we don't seem to go there. We seem to be totally gung-ho on McCain because look at what he's done for our country. And he did do a great thing. But right now, it's time to think about getting out.
Well, I think, you know, Michelle, you bring up an interesting point. That's why I want to do this program today, because it's interesting to hear from someone, obviously, who's got very sincere beliefs on abortion, who cares deeply about the pro-life effort, but also equates that with what's going on in the war and, of course, the loss of life there. I do think, Michelle, there's a difference between the two issues, and the difference is the worldview issue. Being involved in a war where, of course, people lose their lives is one thing, but your country actively engaging in the murder of innocent babies is another. And government-sanctioned killing, which is exactly what goes on in abortion, not for freedom and not to save or for democracy or to protect our country, but just because we're selfish and we think that that's an okay thing to do because the Supreme Court said so. But Michelle, I want to thank you for your call. And I do think there's a difference between the issue, but I understand your concern that the Christian community spend more time thinking about more issues. And I think it's a very interesting point. Folks, we got a lot more calls to get to when we come back from the next break. I promise we'll get to those of you who are hanging on the line. And I encourage you, we are running out of time to get you your free ACLJ election handbook. It is so important that you get a copy for yourself, for your pastor to know what you can and can't do at your church, organizing your community, and of course, what your pastor is able to do as pastor of your church. You need to call and get your copy right now. It's absolutely free. Our free gift to you, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
It's one of the most important rights we have as citizens of the United States, the right to vote. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to encourage you to participate in this November's election. The ACLJ won't tell you who to vote for, but the ACLJ certainly wants to encourage you to be active. Exercise your First Amendment rights during this election season and make it a point to cast your ballot on Election Day. The ACLJ has prepared a special booklet just for you, free of charge, this election season. It's called the ACLJ Election Handbook, a critical critical resource to help you through what can sometimes become a confusing journey for Christians in exercising your rights to be active and participate fully in the political process. Get this important resource now. Find out the do's and don'ts this election season. Call now for your free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We have a ton of calls coming in the broadcast today about the upcoming presidential debate tonight. Who has the most to lose? Who has the most to gain? How important is this debate? What issue do you think is most important? And of course, as we discuss all of this, we'll give you the latest political news as well. Senator McCain's campaign, as well as Governor Palin, really have been hitting hard on Barack Obama's ties to William Ayers these past 2 days, since Sunday, and those talk shows. William Ayers, of course, from the Weather Underground, who was, in the 1960s, was a radical group that bombed things like the Pentagon, where bombs actually went off, and now he's kind of a education activist, kind of a former 1960s radical. Who is now a college professor who has been associated with Barack Obama on different educational boards and in Chicago. It's actually where Barack Obama announced his candidacy for state senate, was at William Ayers' house in Chicago, one of his neighbors. And, of course, Obama has been hitting back on the Keating 5 scandal, the savings and loan scandal that many I know in my generation don't know much about and have probably not heard much about since it was happening around the time they were being born or they were young, very young children when it was happening. To hear about that scandal as well. So we want to talk to you about that, talk to you about the debate. Call us at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. Steve's calling from Florida on line 4. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Just want to say appreciate what you guys do for being a a balanced and truthful media outlet.
Thanks, Steve.
One thing I want to see is if you watched the last two debates, clearly the Republicans came out on top on this, but the media, and most of them are liberals,
right?
They're just, it's anything but. What's your comment on that?
Well, you know what I thought was interesting in the vice presidential debate? I will tell you this. I thought that the presidential debate, the first one, Steve, in my opinion, was pretty much a draw between Barack Obama and Senator McCain. Senator McCain did not get really enthusiastic until they got into the foreign policy discussion, which was long into the debate after about a 45-minute discussion on the economy. And I think Senator McCain has got to watch that again tonight. This is going to get to the economy. People, regardless of what he wants to talk about, if he wants to get more into foreign policy, and I understand why, because that's where Barack Obama is weakest, people are going to want to talk about the economy. That's the issue that's dominating the news right now. That's what's dominating when they look at their investments, their retirement funds, if they're looking to retire. So I do think that. I thought in the vice presidential debate, Governor Palin did very well, but I think Senator Biden, because he didn't make any gaffes, he got through the debate. I'm not sure how much effect that debate is going to have. But I do think when people were saying, well, she did better by appearance, but what he said was better, is not something you've ever heard before from the media. That's really parsing it up of not really giving anyone the victory. Either someone wins and loses in most of these debates, and especially when you had a clear difference between Governor Palin and Senator Biden. Now, tonight, if John McCain goes back out there, I think, and does the same kind of performance that he gave on the first presidential debate, I don't think that's going to benefit his campaign. It may not hurt it, but I don't think it's going to help it. He's got to show more enthusiasm. He's got to show more energy, and he's got to show a little bit more charge, even when it comes to the economy. He's got to differentiate himself and his campaign and what his administration would do differently with the economy. But, Steve, thanks for your call, and we'll, of course, discuss the debate tomorrow and let people tell us about what they thought happened. Let's go back to the phones again to Mabel calling from North Carolina on line 2. Mabel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling me.
I would just like to ask that everybody, all Christians, would band together before the debate tonight and would pray that God would open the ears and the eyes of all the listeners and that the truth be heard and not all these smear tactics and campaigns that it seems the Obama's campaigns have gone after McCain and Palin and some of the smear tactics that they've used on Palin. I think is just, even if I were an Obama supporter, it would turn me against them for what they're trying to do to her.
It's right.
just disheartening. And I don't know how many people would know that Barack Obama has even said one of the first things he would do is sign the Freedom of Choice Act, which would wipe out the state and federal abortion restrictions, mm-hmm. including partial birth abortions. I mean, it's just so sad. We need to wake up. America needs to wake up and listen to the truth. You need to know the facts. We've just got to.
Yeah, Mabel, I think you're right. And I think you bring up an interesting dissection. And this is why some people don't like when we say this on the air, but I'm going to say it again. On the issue of abortion, it is very clear in this upcoming election. Barack Obama is strongly pro-abortion. In fact, maybe the most pro-abortion member in the U.S. Senate. Definitely the most liberal. Add to that Joe Biden, and you've got two of the most pro-abortion politicians in the country running on one ticket. And they don't try to hide this. And I know there's Obama supporters out there who are Christians, and they don't like to hear this. But I'm telling the facts because there are people out there who are just now paying attention to this race. And I'm going to tell them exactly how these candidates line up. This is how they answer their surveys. If you listen to Joe Biden, he talked about supporting a women's right to choose at the vice presidential debate last week. Senator McCain has been very strong. He has a strong pro-life record. Governor Palin does as well. That is probably the issue where there is the least similarity between the two candidates. You can say that they have the same kind of economic approach. Maybe, of course, there's a difference on the war. But when it comes to abortion, there is a stark contrast. There is a pro-abortion campaign, which is the Barack Obama's, and there's a pro-life campaign, which is Senator McCain's. And that is clear, and that would come directly from the campaigns themselves. Let's go back to the phone. So more calls coming in. Anthony's calling from Florida on line 5. Anthony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jordan, I just had a quick question as to, with, you know, the slim differences between Barack Obama and John McCain, why is it that people seem, or I should say Christians mostly, seem to default with Republicans?
Well, I'll tell you why, Anthony. First of all, we had that earlier call in broadcast say, well, there are other third-party candidates that share our views more closely, and that may be true. But the fact is most people want to exercise their vote in a way that's going to affect who the president is. And I understand why people say, oh, well, I've got to choose between one of these two, because that's just the hard reality we face in this election and what we've faced in the past elections. The reason why, Anthony, is what I was just saying, the abortion issue. When you talk about Christians, and I hear that term, I'm going to talk to you from the Christian, social, conservative, evangelical standpoint. And when they hear that stark contrast on the abortion issue, which Barack Obama has not changed, which he is not trying to hide, so I'm not telling anything that's some big surprise or telling you to vote for someone one way or the other. But when they hear that, they understand. If you've got a deeply held belief against abortion and you think it's murder, it's very tough to even consider someone who supports it that strongly for president of the United States to be our leader. I think, Anthony, that's the answer to your question very closely. So, but if you have more questions like this, I encourage you to call in, listen to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Get your ACLJ election guide, folks. We'll get it out to you this week. This is the final week, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. Let's get another call. We've got someone again who thinks that we're sounding too pro-McCain on the broadcast. Olivia from New York on line 3. Olivia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
That's what you're doing.
Why is that?
You put everybody on to speak, and you don't give me a chance to speak.
You're on the radio right now.
The number one... I'm not on the radio because I'm listening to the radio as I speak.
Well, you're on the radio. You probably are hearing yourself right now. Olivia, we're going to have to drop you.
Okay, the number one issue is the economy.
Okay.
I mean, what good is us to have soldiers dying in Iraq when people are hungry at home, losing their pensions, losing their investment?
Okay, Olivia, what's the point of your call?
You said something about Obama and 8 years. He was 8 years old.
I understand that, Olivia. And that's why I'm talking about the Keating scandal as well, which was over 20 years ago, that Barack Obama's talking about. I mean, I'm going to give you the news. That's what politics is about, is what are the ads that are being run? What are the attacks? What are the campaigns? What's their message point? That's clearly the two campaigns' message point. I'm not going to hide it just because people out there who like Barack Obama or they like Senator McCain don't want to hear what the negative attacks on them are, or what the skeletons in their closet are. That's part of politics and part of this process. But folks, as we end the program today, I encourage you, a great show, and we'll do it again tomorrow after the debate, to get your free ACLJ election handbook right now. You call our number, we send you our absolutely free copy, and get one for your pastor. It's so important. 877-989-2255. Call right now, 877-989-2255. 2255 for your free ACLJ election handbook.